This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode 555. This is a very special episode. It's also a very cool number, but it marks the beginning of season 7 here on the Authentic Persuasion Show. Couldn't be more excited. Now, here's what happens when you're a podcast host is you commit to doing episodes on a regular basis, whatever that looks like for you and your audience and your show. I'm a little intense at times, so of course I do a five-day-a-week show, and so you commit to that, and you put out shows. And what I found for myself, the best thing is that when I start getting to a point where I'm losing steam or losing interest and or just getting busy with the with other projects, then I want to take a break from the podcast. So what happens is I end a season and I take some time away, take some time off. If we look at other professionals and, you know, like athletes, teachers, things like that, they have an off season. As a podcast host, there comes this expectation that you're just supposed to do it and do it forever. There's no ending. There's no timeline. If you don't want to quit, then you just keep going. In fact, I spoke to someone recently who he's been doing a podcast. I think it's once a week or once every other week for 5 years, nonstop. And I was like, have you ever taken a break? And he said, no. I was like, dude, you should take season breaks. And there's no podcast police. I joke about this all the time. There's no rules. There's no requirements. You can do what you want. TV shows take season ending breaks. And so that's what I've done. If you're a longtime listener to the show, you know this is something that I've done before. If you're a new listener, obviously you're catching this at the beginning of a new season, which means I took a break. Now, what happens behind the scenes is I stop recording. I step back, I work on other projects, I work with my clients, I do different things and speaking and writing, and then I wait for the inspiration to hit me of when I want to start again and then get fired up. When that moment happens where I cannot wait to jump into recordings with guests, that's when I know it's time to get going again with the show. Here's what happened is I have, if you haven't seen the news or followed me online, is my book, Selling with Authentic Persuasion, was used as the, I won't say textbook, but the required reading and curriculum to go along with the program at Utah State University's professional sales, their pro sales class taught by Dr. Sterling Bone. He had approached me last year and said, hey, what would it take to get this book in the hands of our 75 students and have you be a part of it for the semester? And from there, we built out the Authentic Persuasion certification program that some of the students went through as an optional additional thing that they could get a certificate for and then have that as a part of their, you know, resume and LinkedIn and other things like that and take that learning with them. And so very honored to have the book be a part of that course and then also be a part of those students' lives and impact them and help them. What I realized is that there's a ton of these programs out there. I've been reaching out to other ones, wanting to get more and more involved, whatever that looks like. And then I thought, you know what? I don't think anyone's ever done this, and I have never done this, which is just speak to professional sales educators on the show. Now, I have had a couple of professors on the show before, Caitlin Gill from Oregon State University, Lef Bonnie from Florida State University. I've had them on the show throughout the course of the Authentic Persuasion Show, but never done something like I'm doing now in season 7, which is just professional sales educators, directors, people involved in programs in higher education to teach sales. Now, when I first heard about this, I didn't think this was possible. In fact, funny story is when I was writing Selling with Authentic Persuasion, and which started in 2018, when I was doing the final edits in 2020, there's actually a line in the book that says you cannot go to college to learn sales. And I don't know how, but somehow I found out that there was actually college programs teaching sales. And literally right before the book went to print, I went back in and had to change that paragraph. And if you read it, what it says is that basically there are programs out there to teach sales, but I don't know how effective that is. And of course, that's me not being aware of it. Now, here's what's interesting is I just found out about these programs in 2020. And then I started working, specifically Oregon State University, Caitlin Gill, when she was still there, doing virtual guest lectures for their program and really getting involved in seeing how powerful and effective these were, which then sent me on this journey. I just found out about this in 2020/2021. It turns out these programs have been around for a long time. In fact, one of the guests that I've recorded for this season, Terry Lowe, Dr. Terry Lowe from Kennesaw State University, he has been running the National Collegiate Sales Competition since 1999. They just celebrated basically 25 years of being a sales competition. I just found out about it a few years ago. I just found out about the competition like last year, which is so crazy. There's so much out there in the world. There's so much in the realm of I don't know that I don't know, which is why I love doing this podcast and bringing this to you, because you might not know what you don't know. In fact, in that conversation with Dr. Terry, he's talking about unconscious incompetence, where you just don't know what you don't know, and then you learn what you don't know, and then you hopefully move past that and you become so aware of it. But that was so amazing to me, that I thought, you know what? Let's do a whole season with this. Let's talk to professional sales educators, people who, some like Dr. Bonnie Guy, who spent some years selling, not a lot, but a small fraction selling, but a long time in academia, a long time educating students and researching all of that. And then you've got other people like Mark Michelson, who most of their career selling and now somewhat teaching, right? And with a master's, but not a PhD. And then you have other people who have their PhDs and some people who don't. And all of these different guests so far that I've talked to, and so many more that I want to chat with, that it's just amazing to hear what they're doing, what they're teaching. And anyone who knows me, I'm passionate about this. I love talking about this. I'm not a huge research guy. I'm not a huge stat person as far as like this, that, and that stat. But these guests, these people on the show, some of them are heavily researching sales, selling effectiveness, and things like that. Even if you go back to the Lef Bonney conversation, he is a huge research academic, and he provided so much value and backing it up with the research. That's why I'm so excited for this season. It's not just about, you know, that they're teaching sales and what that is, but like really what's involved with it. So what you'll find with this season, hopefully you're as excited as I am now as I'm going through this, is each of these professional sales educator or directors, or I even have somebody on the show, Nailani, who she was a student, went into the sales program because she wasn't even sure she wanted to. Then she went into that and took the leap. And then she was a paid staff member of the program. Then she graduated and now she's in sales. And so that's a fun conversation as well, because she saw it from the inside, the outside, and then now into a career. So this season is all about that experience and what that looks like. What you'll notice is that with each guest, I'm having three parts of a conversation. There's three completely contained episodes, which the first one is authenticity, the second one is persuasion, which is the sales process, and the third is about the future of sales. So each of my guests, we're having three conversations as much as we can, focused on those three topics. And then those will come out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays with each guest. So make sure you check out all three parts, because we're recording them in one session on our side. Right? It's no mystery. It's not like I'm having them come back three different days. But what we're doing is we're focusing on each one, and it's really a continuation of the conversation. As much as I think like, oh, we'll talk about this, and then we'll go over here, and we'll talk about this, and then we'll go over here. Like, no, it's just going from one to another. So a lot of times what I've found is that when we're starting, let's say, part two on persuasion, it's literally picking up where we left off on part one. So not just for downloads, not just for views, not just for my own vanity metrics, which if you know me, you know that it truly doesn't matter to me. It's really an amazing conversation. I really encourage everyone to make sure you download and listen to each part. Again, not for me. It's not a stats thing for me. This is really an impact and a value thing. And I mentioned it many times in the show, and I learned this as a guest on somebody else's podcast last year, is that if you're finding this and or you find this show and then you subscribe, which I hope that you do, there is a reason. And it's not just for me. Again, not vanity metrics. That's not important to me. But for some reason, the universe brought you to this podcast, brought you to the show. Here we are, almost 10 minutes into the intro. Hopefully you're still listening and you're fired up about this. But the universe has brought you into this, and there's some reason. Some of these shows or something in there, even if you listen to a show and it's 30 minutes long, don't expect to get an amazing value out of that full 30 minutes, but there will be a nugget. There's something in there that you were supposed to hear. And I've embraced this myself when I'm listening to podcasts or I'm watching videos that are, you know, not music, but let's say development, personal development, business development, is there's something in there, some reason I'm tuning in out of the billions of options. And so what is that nugget I'm supposed to take away that's supposed to incrementally change my life or my focus or what I'm doing? And so that's what I challenge you with and encourage you with, is that if you're here, there's a reason. I want you to support it. I want you to support all of these people that I have on the show as well, because they are shaping the future of sales. If you're like me and you do not like dealing with bad salespeople, whether they're gross and manipulative or they're just not professional and they literally have no idea what they're doing and they become a shy, awkward order taker when you actually need help, if you are tired of that and want the world filled with people who actually know what their job is, which is of service, or like Dr. Bonnie Guy says, is value creators, then what happens is you want to support this show as well and support all of these people and all of these schools. Even if it's just going on LinkedIn, connecting with them, liking their content, getting it out to more and more, when they share the episodes in the show, when I share the episodes, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, when it's on YouTube, just give it a like, give it a share, give it something. Take these little seeds and put them out in the world. That is the biggest thing I could ask. That would be the most important and valuable thing to me, is get some value from this, share it with others, and then let's change the way sales is done, right? What you're going to find, and this is the conversation I had with Dr. Terry Lowe, because he educated me even before we started the podcast, was most things that become a profession, and sales is not a profession, keep that in mind, as much as that triggers some people. You can be a professional salesperson, which means you're making money, like you can be a professional speaker, but that doesn't mean it's a profession. Those are two different things. For professions like plumbing, like electricians, like lawyers, like doctors, it starts in higher education, it's then created there, and then it moves out of higher education and becomes its own governing body and governing profession. Sales has none of those things because it's a whole bunch of people doing whatever they want without any rules and regulations. Now, you can become a sales professional by holding yourself to a higher standard, which is what I focus on, which is what I encourage and hope and push everyone to do. That's why I have my Authentic Persuader Oath about holding yourself to that standard and doing good for other people, like the Hippocratic Oath. And if you want more information about the Authentic Persuader Oath, feel free to message me, reach out to me, get in touch with me, and I'll share that with you. The big thing, though, is that where professions start is in higher education. It's so fascinating. I've been reading books about it, thanks to what Dr. Terry Lowe told me about. And so supporting this is supporting sales moving towards something that's a profession, not just professionals doing it, making money, not just people acting like a professional, but only under their own accord without any governing body, but it actually being a profession. So thank you for tuning in for this, me on my soapbox about how excited I am for this season, and then also what it means to me and what I ask of you and what I hope you get from this. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of this. And as I say, ending every single show, thank you for helping fill the world with authentic persuaders.